Thanks, Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, over the weekend, two Republican legislatures were videotaped without their knowledge. By the way, when you videotape somebody without their knowledge, you can't do that in a private place. That is an offense, criminal offense. You can do it in a public place. The idea being, if you video somebody walking down the street, he or she should know that they are on display to everybody as they walk down the street. But you can't just sneak into somebody's house and set up a camera and videotape them. In this case, I think it happened in the Capitol. Probably qualify as a public space. I don't know who did it. But here are the results. One of them is a guy named Elijah Behnke, B-E-H-N-K-E, from Oconto. And he's on tape saying Republicans should cheat like Democrats, and that he wanted to punch Tony Evers, who's an older guy, wanted to punch him over the mask mandate. And then he criticized Voss over stripping. Well, he didn't criticize him over stripping the assemblyman from Rampton, but over how he does assembly staffing. The other guy is John Spiros of Marshfield. There was a man distributing a leaflet that says a legal notice of removal of Voss. And Spiros runs away from him and slams his office door. Apparently, there's some people who are nuttier even than the Republicans roaming around the Capitol, thinking that Voss is not doing enough to gerrymander and to hurt the elections. They want him to do more, and so they're after him. This business about Republicans should cheat like Dems, the Dems don't cheat, but that's exactly what the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, said. We're going to cheat just like the Democrats, and then I'll outlaw it when I get in. Well, what did she mean by that? What she said was things like ballot harvesting. Well, the Democrats don't do ballot harvesting. It is perfectly lawful for somebody, if you want, to collect all your ballots and take them to the post office or to the clerk. That's perfectly lawful. So the Republicans are going to do it. And then she said, we have to hire more mercenaries so we have a bigger army than they do. And did you all bring your knives? So when this is all over, I'm going to have to shower the metal hairbrush. Look, I don't need her to channel Mistress Rebecca the Dominatrix in this campaign. I don't need aesthetically to have to listen to this, what she likes to do with metal hairbrushes, knives, or anything else. Enough with the phallic symbols. If you have something to say about government, go ahead and say it. This guy, Elijah Behnke, gonna cheat like Dems. The fact is, the Republican Party will actually cheat, not like Dems. What they say is baloney about an election integrity. Go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. You say it like it is, and it's the truth. You know, the Republicans, or I probably shouldn't call them fascists, but the new Republicans, whatever we want to call them, are really dangerous. And they really don't even have an agenda. But the agenda that they do have, or they can't say what their agenda is because they don't know what the people who are financing them want them to do for the next years. I know that their number one priority was to get rid of health insurance for the people, the assistance and the health insurance policies, you know. And who paid for that? I think health insurance companies. Now, let's see. What about protections for our air and water and land? Oh, that's right. They got tons of money so that multinational big money corporations could take whatever they want from our ground, not have to replace it, not have to care about the water, dirty water they return. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you know what? They don't work for the people. They work for the big bucks. And you know what? If they don't give them that stuff, well, then they're not going to get a lot of millions of dollars in their campaigns because they don't know how to do anything else. Scotty Walker, he got lots of money from a lot of people. He didn't know what the heck he was doing, and he didn't care. I mean, when they totally destroyed a lot of our protections in our state, and I watch live when they put it on the air, and I watch, and I've seen all the people from out throughout our state go to protest and talk, you know, at the little bit of the open hearing, and I'd watch them come in, and I'd watch for hours, because I thought, if they're going there, I'm watching what they have to say. They spoke their hearts on every single issue in our state, and there were a couple of people that sat there against the people of Wisconsin, and they voted with them. And, you know, when they get the Republicans up there running down Biden, God darn it, Biden is saving our country, and so is Tony Evers saving our state. So I would hope that people would quit picking them apart, because those are the people that we need to help us, because we cannot have those people. And you know what really drives me bananas is, you know, different people throughout the communities, I was watching some of these interviews, and they were running down Biden. Oh, Biden didn't get rid of the pandemic. Well, God darn it, we don't put up people we think are gods to run our country. We have human beings, and we have people that are honest and have integrity. And I'm getting sick of those Republicans running down and doing really dishonest things and then blaming the Democrats.
Right. You know, you're raising some very good points. Let me just jump in quick before the end of the hour here. First of all, I think you hit the nail on the head. The Republican Party has no platform. You know, their national party didn't even have a platform back in 2016. They didn't even have a platform. Their platform is whatever their donors say. And you hit the and the idea behind fascism, and I don't use that term lightly. I've said this before. It's much abused. You know, you'll have a teenage girl going, "My father's such a fascist. He grounded me because I was late for curfew or something." That's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about here are people who care nothing about our democracy, will destroy our democracy just to stay in power. And fascism, by the way, does not have an agenda. It does not have a platform. It is simply the instinct to seize power by any means possible, any means, and then hold it by any means possible to assuage your vanity and help you and your friends steal money. That is what fascism is. So what's happening here with the Republican Party, you're right, they attacked Obamacare, they attacked health care. Why do you think we have forever chemicals in most of the counties in the state right now? Can't drink the water or eat the fish in some places. Why do you think that is? Because their donors are interfering with the ability to clean it up. Why do you think we have no more state wetlands protection, or people can drill these monster wells to suck out water and just drain the lakes and the rivers of parts of the state? Why do you think that is? Well, pensions, we haven't said that. They have attacked Social Security and they've attacked private pensions for a long time. Whenever somebody takes over a company, one of the first attempts is to use the assets in the employee pension fund. There are laws against it. It's very difficult to enforce. Listen to me good, everybody out there. If you like health care, including Medicaid, and if you like pensions, including Social Security and your private pension, do not vote Republican. Do not vote Republican. And so when Walker came in, he initially wanted to take over the state employee pension fund and turn it over to Wall Street, give it to Goldman Sachs. They'd charge 2.5%, and then they would gamble with it, and we'd be in tough shape. We have the most honest pension fund in the country. It's got to stay that way. Do not put it in Republican hands. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.